Om Agena Dhanandasya Vite Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Son of Drona Punished, Text Number 11. Hare Guna Akshita Mati Bhagavan Vadaraini Adhyagat Mahat Akyanam Nityam Vishnujana Priya Hare Guna Kshipta Matir
Hare Guna Kshipta Matir
Bhagavan Vadaraini
Bhagavan Vadaraini
Adhyagan Mahat Akyanam
Adhyagan Mahat Akyanam
Nityam Vishnu Jana Priya
Nityam Vishnu Jana Priya
Hare Guna Kshipta Matir
Hare Guna Kshipta Matir
Bhagavan Vadaraini
Bhagavan Vadaraini
Adhyagan Mahat Akyanam
Adhyagan Mahat Akyanam
Nityam Vishnu Jana Priya
Nityam Vishnu Jana Priya
Personality of Godhead. Guna, transcendental attribute. Akshipta, being absorbed in. Mati, mind. Bhagavan, powerful. Vadaraini, the son of Vyasadev. Adhyagat,
underwent studies.
Mahat, great.
Akyanam,
narration. Nityam,
regularly.
Vishnujana,
devotees of the Lord.
Priya,
beloved.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Shukadeva Goswami, son of Srila Vyasadeva, was not only transcendently powerful, but he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. According to Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Srila Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul even within the womb of his mother. Srila Vyasadeva knew that the child, after his birth, would not stay at home. Therefore he, Vyasadeva, impressed upon him the synopsis of the Bhagavatam so that the child could be made attached to the transcendental activities of the Lord. After his birth, the child was still more educated in the subject of the Bhagavatam by recitation of the actual poems. So what did I just read? What's your name again from?
Tapo.
Tapu Divyam Das. What did I just read? Anything else? Yes.
And after his birth, he was still further educated. So
what about before his birth? Yes.
It is synopsis of Bhagavatam. He treated him when he was in the womb.
Why did he do that? To the next paragraph. The idea, everyone should listen carefully, you might be called upon. The idea is that generally the liberated souls are attached to the feature of impersonal Brahman with a monistic view of becoming one with the Supreme Whole. But by the association of pure devotees like Vyasadeva, even the liberated soul becomes attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. By the mercy of Sri Narada, Srila Vyasadeva was able to narrate the great epic of Srimad Bhagavatam, and by the mercy of Vyasadeva, Srila Sukadeva Goswami was able to grasp the import. The transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that Srila Sukadeva Goswami became detached from being completely absorbed in impersonal Brahman and positively took up the personal activity of the Lord. So what's the general idea, Mataji? What's your name in the blue sari?
Andi.
So what's the general idea?
That even those who are liberated, they find it attractive. Krishna
Katha. The general idea is that the liberated souls are attached to the feature of impersonal Brahman with a monistic view of becoming one with the Supreme Whole. So how do they become attached to hearing about Krishna? Yes. No. Well, yes, but in general, what does it say? Yes. Yes. Of which Vyasadeva is one of them. But by the association of pure devotees like Vyasadeva, even the liberated soul becomes attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. By whose mercy was Srila Vyasadeva able to narrate the great epic of Srimad Bhagavatam? What's your name, Maharaj, again with the pink, sorry. What's that?
Deya.
Deya. Deera. Tira. 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 So who's by whose mercy? You don't know by whose mercy Vyasadeva was able to narrate the Srimad Bhagavatam? Mataji. The yellow sari. Yes. Yes. And by the mercy of by whose mercy was Srila Sukadeva Goswami able to grasp the import? Yes. Yes.
One question.
Yes.
It is said there that Vyasadeva knew that his son would disappear after coming out of the womb, but still, when he came, it is said that all he was trying, my son, but he was attached to him.
That's the nature of attachment. You may know you're going to visit the dentist, and it may be painful. But that doesn't mean when you go to the dentist and they're drilling in your teeth, you think, well, I knew it all the time. What's the difference? The transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that Srila Sukadeva Goswami became detached and being completely absorbed in the impersonal Brahman. And what did he do?
He
What's your name in the... What's that?
Sundara
Tagore.
Tagore.
Tagore. Sundara Tagore. So Sundara Tagore, what did he do? Really? Anyone else? Yes. Yes. So we just read two paragraphs. Who remembers what was said in the first two paragraphs? What's the first? According to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, what does it say? Yes.
Shashukadeva Goswami was liberated even before his birth.
Yes. So what did Srila Vyasadeva know? We got those 2 points down. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva impressed upon him what? Yes.
The synopsis of the Bible.
Why did he do that? What's your name in the white quarter there?
Bhakta. Yeah.
Bhakta. Eric.
Erica.
Erica. So, why did he do that? What did he impress upon him, a synopsis of the Bhagavatam?
So he would move on from personal to personal, and non-personal.
To do what?
To set it off.
Anyone else? It's good, it's close. So he could become made, the child would be made attached to the transcendental activities of the Lord. And after his birth, the child was still more, what? Muniraj.
And educated in his actual bones.
What's that? Educated in what?
In his actual poems or verses.
Yeah. The Bhagavatam. So, again, what's the first part? What's the translation of the verse, Madhaji? Tarak. Tarak. What is this? What is this verse all about? What does it say there? Hare Hare Gunakshipta Matir Bhagavan Badarayani Adyagan Mahat Akyana Nityan Vishnu Janapriyaha. What does that mean? Doesn't mean anything to you. Can you recognize one word there? What it means? What does Hare mean? You don't know what hare means? Could mean anything. What does Bhagavan mean? Yes. Good. And Vishnu Jana Priya? Louder? Yes. Vishnu Jana. And what does Priya mean? Yes, the dear to the devotee. So you got half the verse already. So Srila Shukadeva Goswami, who's the son of Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful. So what's the word for transcendental powerful? Yes. He was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Vishnu Jana Priyaha. Thus he underwent the study of the great narration. So what is this word for study? Yes. Yeah. Adyagat. Adyagat. And Akyanam means narration. Srimad Bhagavatam. So according to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, what, Maharaji? No, what's your name again in the yellow? Sorry. Shamaradhika. So.
Shiva.
According to the Brahma Vaivarta, Shukadeva Goswami was the liberated soul even in the womb of his mother. And Srila Vyasadeva therefore knew what? Yes. Yes. And therefore what he did, what did he do? What was your name again in the blue, sorry?
Andy.
So what did he do? Yes, good. So why did he do that? Yes. Attached, yeah. So after the birth, what happened? Taraka. You don't know what happened after his birth? He just hung around for a while, played video games, or what? Went to the movies. What did Shukadeva Goswami do? What's your name in the white?
Shyamali.
Shyamali.
Yes.
So what did he do, Shyamali?
He studied more this Srimad.
Yes. By what? Recitation of what? Shyamali. What was recited to him? What was spoken to him?
Yasudeva.
No, that's who spoke to him. But what was spoken to him? Time magazine. Yes, the actual poems it says here. So the first paragraph says that according to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul even within the womb of his mother. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva knew that he was going to leave home even after his birth. And therefore, he recited to him synopsis of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Later on, after Srila Gurudeva Goswami, so that he could become more attached to the transcendental activities of the Lord. But after his birth, his actual birth, then Srila Gurudeva Goswami actually heard the actual recital of the poems of the Bhagavatam, the actual verses. He's still more educated. Not very difficult, is it? Yes, Shyamali.
So he first sat down with his father to hear the real verses and then he went home.
No. That will be explained, I guess. First, he was in the womb of his mother for 16 years and Vyasadeva was getting worried. Especially his mother was getting worried. That when is this the child is a little bit overdue, is he ever going to come out? And then Shukadeva Goswami said, well, I'm not coming out because I'll fall into Maya if I take birth. Therefore, better to stay in here and remain in impersonal Brahman realization. And Vyasadeva said, my dear son, don't worry, after you take birth, you won't fall into Maya. But Shukadeva Goswami didn't believe him because his father was a householder and householders have a tendency to lie for their own benefit. So he refused to leave.
Who spoke to him actually? I never found
out. Vyasadeva. Then Vyasadeva decided it was getting a little difficult situation. So he went to Dwarka and he told Krishna, my wife has some difficulty. The child's been in the womb for 16 years and he won't come out because he says that if he comes out, he'll fall into Maya. He won't believe me because he says I'm in Maya. Therefore, we're requesting that you come because he'll probably believe you because you're God. So Krishna came and they said, don't worry, if you leave the womb, you'll still be all right. So Shukadeva Goswami believed Krishna, left the womb, and he manifested a 16-year-old body. And then he went away and his father chased after him. So then Shukadeva Goswami because he didn't believe his father, went into the forest and became renounced. But, as explained in the ninth canto, he manifested another body of Shukadeva Goswami as a householder, just to satisfy his parents. So there was another Shukadeva Goswami who looked exactly like him, who became a householder. But later on, Vyasadeva, he sent some of his disciples into the forest and began to recite the different verses from the Bhagavatam. And when Shukadeva Goswami heard this, he started to follow the person who was reciting the verses back to his home because he wanted to hear the whole thing. He became so attracted to the transcendental narrations of the Lord that he wanted to hear the complete Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Vyasadeva spoke to him the complete Srimad Bhagavatam, and then later on, Shukadeva Goswami left home again and began to wander until he wandered to the place where the king was fasting to death. And there he saw a good opportunity to repeat what he had heard from his father. He recited the entire Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit for 7 days and nights. And who is Shukadeva Goswami in the pastimes of Krishna? Yes. No, he's Shuka. I think Shuka is Krishna's parrot, and Sari is Radharani's parrot. So he's Krishna's parrot, as far as I know. So the idea is that, what is the general idea? So we got the first paragraph more or less down, right? Can you repeat it, Shyamalika? Yeah, that's the first paragraph. That's more or less. So the general idea is that liberated souls are attracted to the impersonal Brahman, Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahman, with a monistic view of becoming one with the Supreme. So what changes that? What's the name of the devotee in the sweatshirt, the gray sweatshirt? Bhakti Rami. So what changes an impersonalist? From who?
From some liberated soul.
Maybe. Yeah. What does it say here? Yeah, pure devotees. By the association of pure devotees, like Vyasadeva, even the liberated soul becomes attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And now it talks about mercy. What does it say about mercy? No one knows anything about mercy. Yes.
That it is mercy to get the association of the pure devotees and hear transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord.
That sounds good. That's not what it says here. Not bad.
The mercy of pure devotees.
Well, yeah. Yes.
Was it that in association with pure devotees you can get attachment?
Sure. But here, by the association, by the mercy of who? Yes. Narada. Srila Vyasadeva was able to narrate the great epic of Srimad Bhagavatam, and by the mercy of Vyasadeva, what happened? Yes. Was able to grasp the import. The transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that Srila Shukadeva Goswami became detached from being completely absorbed in personal Brahman, and positively took up the personal activities of the Lord. So generally, the idea is, those who are impersonalists, they become attached to the idea of merging into the Supreme. but by the association of pure devotees like Vyasadeva, Śrīla Vyasadeva, that even a personalist can become attracted to hearing the transcendental qualities of the Lord. But by the mercy of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva became able to describe the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, and by the mercy of Vyasadeva, Śukadeva Goswami was able to grasp the import. So that the transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that even an impersonalist like Śukadeva Goswami was able to become attracted to the transcendental, detached from becoming completely absorbed in the impersonal Brahman, and positively took up the personal activity of the Lord. So we got the second paragraph down? Tira. Something? No. Okay. Did you get Madhuri, the blue sari?
It was about mercy.
Yeah, something about mercy. Well, the first sentence said something about Śukadeva Goswami. What did it say about Śukadeva Goswami? What's your name in the green sweater? Loud.
Yona.
Because these names are quite difficult for me, because in America they have word names like Philip and Robert, and they don't have such names. Here they have different names. So the first sentence said something about Śukadeva Goswami, or something about the monas. What does it say about the monas?
You said that they're trying to be one.
Yeah. The idea is that generally the liberated souls are attracted to the feature of impersonal Brahman with a monistic view of becoming one with the Supreme Whole. But what changes that? What was your name again?
Yukis.
Yukis.
Association with your devotees, hearing.
Hearing what?
About the qualities of the Lord from your devotees.
Like Śrīla Vyasadeva. Yeah. So generally, the liberated souls are impersonalists, and they want to, with a monistic view, they want to merge into the body of the Lord. But if even an impersonalist hears from pure devotees like Śrīla Vyasadeva, then they can actually become attached or attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. So what's the next thing about mercy? Yes. Grasp the import.
Import and detach from the personal part of your.
So the transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that even a liberated, that even so attractive that Śukadeva Goswami became detached from being completely absorbed in the impersonal Brahman or impersonal Brahman and positively took up the activity of service, or activity, personal activity of the Lord. Yes, Shyamala. Yes.
You said there that some impersonalists might become attracted to Krishna and Krishna devotees, but why is it also an opposite way? We are warned not to hear any Mayavadi philosophy, that we might be attracted.
Because we're Mayavadis by nature. We're trying to become personalists, but our nature, our natural proclivity is being an impersonalist. Yes. Long training in sense gratification since time immemorial. We look at everyone as an object, a victim for our sense gratification. We're wondering how we can exploit each other. So that's training, especially in Kali Yuga. So we have two paragraphs down, I hope. So let's see if anyone knows the first two paragraphs. Because after all, if we can't hear what we've gone over for at least almost 40 minutes now. So just imagine someone gives a lecture, how much you retain after walking out of the class? Zero, probably. Probably can't even remember what the canto we were reading is. Yes?
Sukadeva Goswami was liberated, so before his birth.
Yes, good. Okay, the whole
person. And after his birth, he faced Vyasadeva, who instructed him Srimad Bhagavatam, and he, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, he was detached from impersonal conception and take the devotional self.
Yeah, okay. What was your name again? Bhakta Elk Erica. Erica. Okay. Brahma Vaivarta Purana.
It was stated there that Sukadeva was liberated from birth. And while being in the womb of his mother, the Vyasadeva spoke the synopsis of Srimad Bhagavatam. And after he came from the womb, he left home. Is it then that by the mercy of Narada Vyasadeva was able to, or was it there?
Well, you jumped a little bit there, but the first part was right. So Srila Vyasadeva knew that his child was going to leave home after birth. Therefore, he instructed him some synopsis to the Bhagavatam. And then, after leaving, so that the child could become made attached to the transcendental activities of the Lord. After his birth, the child was still more educating the subject of the Bhagavatam by the recitation of the actual poems. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul from his birth. So the idea is generally that a liberated soul is attached to the idea of the monistic idea of merging into Brahman. But by the association of pure devotees, like Srila Vyasadeva, that even an impersonalist can be made attached to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. By the mercy of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva was able to recite the Bhagavatam. And by the mercy of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami was able to grasp the import. So generally, the transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that even a liberated soul like Sukadeva Goswami, who is completely absorbed in the personal Brahman, can become attached to the personal activities of the Lord, or the personal personal activity of the Lord. Yeah, took up the personal activity of the Lord. Yes. Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Took up the personal activity of the Lord. So just generally, Sukadeva Goswami was absorbed in impersonal Brahman even while he was in the womb of his mother. And his father told him the Bhagavatam, both when he was in the womb and outside the womb. So liberated souls generally are absorbed in the idea of becoming merging into impersonal Brahman. But by the mercy of pure devotees, like Srila Vyasadeva, they can become attracted to the transcendental activities of the Lord. And the example here is Sukadeva Goswami, who although he was completely absorbed in the impersonal Brahman, by hearing the transcendental qualities of the Lord, the activities of the Lord, from a pure devotee like Vyasadeva, therefore he took up the personal activities of the Lord. We've heard that before, haven't we? So next paragraph. We might be able to get through the whole paragraph. We're rushing along here. Practically, he was thrown from the impersonal conception of the absolute truth of the Practically, he was thrown from the impersonal conception of the absolute, thinking within himself that he had simply wasted so much time in devoting himself to the impersonal feature of the Supreme. Or in other words, he realized more transcendental bliss with the personal feature than the impersonal. And from that time, not only did he himself become dear to the Vishnu Jhanas, or the devotees of the Lord, but also the Vishnu Jhanas became very dear to him. So Shyamalika, what was the first sentence? Yeah, more or less. Well, he was thrown from the impersonal conception of the Lord, and he was lamenting how he had wasted so much time being devoting himself to the personal feature, impersonal feature. In other words, he realized that there was more transcendental bliss to be realized in the personal feature than the impersonal feature. And previously, from that time, not only did he become dear to the Vishnu Jhanas, the devotees of the Lord, but the devotees of the Lord became dear to him. The devotees of the Lord, who do not wish to kill the individuality of the living entity, but desire to become the personal servitors of the Lord, do not very much like the impersonalists. And similarly, the impersonalists, who desire to become one with the Supreme, are unable to evaluate the devotees of the Lord. So the devotees and the impersonalists don't usually get along so well. Thus, from time immemorial, these two transcendental pilgrims have sometimes been competitors. In other words, each of them likes to keep separate from the other because the ultimate personal and impersonal realizations. Therefore, it appears that Srila Shukadeva Goswami also had no liking for the devotees. But since he himself became a saturated devotee, he desired always the transcendental association of the Vishnu Jhanas. And the Vishnu Jhanas also liked his association since he became a personal Bhagavat. Thus, both the son and the father were completely cognizant of transcendental knowledge in Brahman, and afterwards both of them became absorbed in the personal feature of the Supreme Lord. The question is as to how Shukadeva Goswami was attracted by the narration of the Bhagavatam is thus completely answered by this sloka. So how was he completely attracted to the Supreme Lord or to the narration of the Bhagavatam? Yes. Yes, so that's it. So generally the impersonalists and the personalists, they don't like to associate with each other, and sometimes they've even been competitors. But after Shukadeva Goswami became absorbed in the personal conception of the Lord, then he became a Bhagavat, and therefore the devotees like to associate with him. So the question how he did it is answered here because he heard the narrations from his father, Vyasadeva, who was a pure devotee. Now, so this is more or less a whole section beginning with the opening question, because this is answering the opening question. What was the first what was the opening question in this chapter? The first question was, Shonik asked Sutta Goswami, the great and transcendentally powerful Vyasadeva heard everything from Sri Narada Muni. So after Narada's departure, what did Vyasadeva do? So then he says he sat down, as we know, in trance and meditated on Krishna. And afterwards, then it mentions he saw everything, he compiled the Bhagavatam. And then he taught it to his own son, Shukadeva Goswami, who was already engaged in self-realization. But then the question arose that Shonaka Rishi knew that Shukadeva Goswami was the self-satisfied monist. So why did he take up the hearing of the Bhagavatam? So why did he take the trouble to undergo the learning of such a vast literature? And then the next verse is important, the important verse, that even the Atmaramas, those who are satisfied in themselves, they also become attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And then Shukadeva Goswami son of Vyasadeva, was not only transcendently powerful, but he was also dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam. So now the purport would explain what? I'll just go over it one more time. Anyone can summarize these three paragraphs. What did the first paragraph say? Yes.
It said in Brahma Vaivarta Purana that Shukadeva Goswami was liberated even before his birth. And Vyasadeva knew this, so he taught the synopsis of the Bhagavatam to him. And after his birth, he taught the actual poems of the Bhagavatam.
Good. What did he first impart to him within the womb?
The synopsis.
The synopsis, yeah. In the second paragraph? Yes. Erica.
By the mercy of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva was able to
die. It's all right. What you're saying is right. Go on. So what does it say at the beginning of the second paragraph? Yes.
It says that the impersonalists, they are attracted, or bodies, they are attracted to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, and they want to
merge
into the existence of the
Lord. Anything else? Yes. By the association of pure devotees, like
they can also become attracted to the personal form qualities of the Lord.
Yeah. And then it goes to the whole thing of mercy, how Shukadeva Goswami, or Vyasadeva gave his mercy, Narada Muni gave his mercy to Vyasadeva, and therefore he was able to narrate the great epic Srimad Bhagavatam. By the mercy of Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami was able to grasp the import. So the transcendental qualities of the Lord are so attractive that even someone who's completely merged in the impersonal Brahman, like Shukadeva Goswami, is able to take up the personal activity of the Lord. But generally, the impersonalists, they're, or Shukadeva Goswami is practically thrown from the impersonalists conception, because he was able to experience more pleasure in the transcendental activities of the Lord than he did in the impersonal Brahman. But generally, the Vishnu Jans, the devotees of the Lord, don't get therefore, he became dear to the Vishnu Jans, and the Vishnu Janas became dear to him. Generally, the impersonalists and the personalists don't get along with each other. They don't like to associate with each other. And sometimes there's even competition between them because of their different realizations. But here, Shukadeva Goswami became a Bhagava. And therefore, like his great father, both the son and the father completely cognizant of transcendental knowledge in Brahman. And after them, they became absorbed in the personal feature of the Lord. So this is the answer to the question, as how did Shukadeva Goswami take up or was attracted by the narration of the Bhagavatam. Any questions about this? Yes.
Maharaj, who was more advanced, the Vyasadeva or Shukadeva Goswami?
Why do you ask the question?
I'm interested because like Vyasadeva, he was a pure devotee. And then Shukadeva, he was impersonalist to start off with, but then he became a devotee. But then he
Well, devotee, I don't know if this more or less advanced in like that. By etiquette, of course, Vyasadeva was superior. But then again, Shukadeva Goswami was the parrot in the hands of Krishna eternally. So this is all pastimes. I mean, if you're eternally a parrot in the hands of Krishna, you get a lot of mercy. He knows a lot about Krishna's pastimes. But more or less, all devotees are more or less considered on the same level. It's not a competition of who's more or less advanced. Vyasadeva is an incarnation. He's completely empowered by Krishna for what he's doing. So this more or less ends a section of the Bhagavatam, beginning with the question that after Shukadeva Goswami, or after Narada Muni left, what did Vyasadeva do? You know, he sat down on the bank and he meditated. He saw Krishna along with his energies under Krishna's control. He saw the jiva souls being bewildered by the illusory energy due to their own desire and therefore undergoing the threefold miseries. Then we learn that Vyasadeva compiled the Bhagavatam to direct the souls to give up their superfluous activities in the material world, take up devotional service. And then we find out that he instructed this great epic to his son Shukadeva Goswami, although he was absorbed in personal Brahman. And then Shukadeva Goswami took, because even the Atmarama is also absorbed in the self, in personal Brahman, they also become attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord, and therefore Shukadeva Goswami became dear after becoming a pure devotee, became dear to the devotees also, although he was an impersonalist originally, but then when he became a devotee, he also became dear to the other devotees. Anything else? Tomorrow we'll go over a little bit more quickly, but at least this is good practice once a year. That's how we're actually supposed to read the Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita. At least if we don't learn something from, we don't absorb something from doing it, then we haven't really read it. We haven't really heard anything. So we're supposed to hear something. The whole idea of this Bhagavatam class or of studying the Bhagavatam, we're supposed to learn something. It's not just a ritual. Just like we get up in the morning, we have our rituals. We think. The Guru Vastika prayers, we don't know what we're singing, but we sing them anyhow because it's our ritual. It's supposed to purify us, even if we don't know what we're doing. We circumambulate around this plant. We don't know what's really going on. But it's supposed to purify us. Even if we kill a Brahmin, then somehow or another I get relieved of offense just by walking a few steps. So. Seems like it's worth it. And then we have our Bhagavatam class. We don't really listen, but at the end we get some prasadam, so it's all right. Not so too bad. Yes?
Maharaj, I have one question. I have had it actually for a couple of years now. It's from one of your classes, so do you still want to continue, or may I ask one question?
Well, it depends what the question is.
Well,
I don't know what the question. Let me continue.
It's related to what you are saying. Like,
well,
2 years ago, you were in a Lithuania festival, and you were saying about meditating on Krishna. That, for example, we were reading the Krishna book, and then it spoke about the gopis, that we should know how the gopis look like, and then we can meditate on them. So, is this meditation on Krishna, is it somehow connected with our imagination, or...
Well, the whole material world is in our imagination. We're just imagining something going on. We're making an image. But we should imagine things or make an image in our consciousness. We should see through the eyes of Shastra. We shouldn't imagine what it says in the scriptures, but we should make an image according to what it says in the scriptures. Just like we should see through the eyes of scripture. That's the same thing. Jnana Chakshush or Shastra Chakshush. So whether we're doing Guru Pooj to Prabhupada, the reason why we're worshipping Prabhupada is that he was the personification of transcendental knowledge, and he's giving us this knowledge. And he's, therefore then we have the Bhagavatam class. We're supposed to hear the knowledge. But if we don't hear the knowledge, we just walk away just like, you know, what would it say if someone asked you today, what did it say in the first paragraph? You go, duh. Probably we'd be able to remember something about, according to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, that Shukadeva Goswami was a liberated soul even with the womb of his mother. And Srila Vyasadeva understood that after taking birth, that Shukadeva Goswami would leave home. Therefore, even one who is in the womb of his mother, he gave him a synopsis of the Bhagavatam. Then, later on, Shukadeva Goswami received not only a synopsis, but he was able to receive the whole Bhagavatam by the recitation of the actual poems. So, it's more likely we'd get some part of that, right, after we left class. And then something about generally liberated souls, they're attracted to the emerging into the impersonal Brahman. But by the mercy of great souls like Vyasadeva, great devotees, they can also become attracted, or by the association of great devotees, like, or pure devotees, like Vyasadeva, they can also become attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. By the mercy of Vyasadeva, by the mercy of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva was able to recite the Bhagavatam. And by the mercy of Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami is able to grasp the import that liberated souls who are absorbed in the personal Brahman, that they also sometimes become attracted to the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And then how Shukadeva Goswami is practically thrown from the impersonal conception of Brahman because he experienced a higher taste in Krishna, in the personal feature than the impersonal feature. And therefore, he became dear to the devotees, and the devotees became dear to him. Generally, the devotees and the impersonalists don't like to associate with each other because there are different realizations, and there's even sometimes competition between them. But in this case, Shukadeva Goswami became a Bhagavat, and therefore both he and his father realized Brahman and became personalist devotees. And this answers the question perfectly, how did Shukadeva Goswami become attracted or take up the study of the Bhagavatam? Yes?
Is it always when an impersonalist meets a personalist, he takes the devotional service, or are they some?
No, generally they don't take up devotional service, unless you're the parrot in the hands of Krishna. It's not always the case. Sometimes it's the case, but it's very difficult. If you're going to try for something for some millions of years and then you finally get it, it's not easy to give it up so easy, unless you get some special mercy. Okay, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.
His Holiness Brahmadananda Swami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Samaveda Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai.